America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino.
And I'm Roland Smith.
You're listening to America Weekend, heard here on the Envision Radio Network. And to our listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Our affiliates down the line, welcome. And thank you for staying with us as we move through life and love. And speaking of love.
I didn't know you cared.
My dad, yes, I do.
I didn't get the flowers, or I didn't get the candy, didn't come like you promised.
And all of that stuff. My dad, who passed away some years ago, I found this. You know, when you search through papers and those papers that are everywhere in desk drawers and gosh knows where, and I found this little note that I wrote at one point in time to my dad. I don't even remember when I did it, but apparently I did. And my brother reminded me, but I did not remember. However, because older brothers will do that. Fathers knows best. My dad, who passed away, was never a father knows best kind of dad. He didn't do all the things one would expect as an adult looking back. My dad was that go with the flow kind of dad. And maybe your father is, and maybe you were dad. However, in time, I realized that sometimes it was not so bad. And maybe, just maybe, I was being just a little bit too hard on you. So in life, which we all agree is too short, and I know you do, Dad, time always brings us a bit closer, and hopefully it has. It just seems to work out that way, doesn't it? I found it in a note, and I wrote it to my dad, and he kept it in a drawer. To my dad, there you are.
You know, it's amazing. Notes you get from your children become almost sacred pieces of artifacts that you want to save forever and reread. I have a couple from my sons that I thoroughly enjoy every so often when I open the drawer, and there it is.
You know? We always give our dads, as we used to say, the old man a hard time, and maybe deserved sometimes, but most of the time he was just being a good father.
You know, when my first son was born, I was working as a television reporter in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Ah, good old Fort Wayne.
And my wife went to the hospital, and I, you know, followed right away. And I, you know, so nervous, and it was first time, you know, and all that sort of stuff. And I remember when I first saw this little baby looking through the glass, you know. In those days, I couldn't get in the delivery room. Fathers weren't allowed.
Right.
But when I saw this little baby, I started to cry.
Sure.
And it surprised me because I said, come on, it's in public. I don't want to cry in public. But I became known in Fort Wayne, Indiana as the crying newsman. A couple of years later, my second son is born. And all the nurses are standing around in the same hospital waiting for me to cry.
But on cue.
Yeah, you know, but by that time, you know, I was used to being a dad, and I loved it, and the joy was just there.
It is. You recognize this. I'm kind of hoping for most dads and their sons who may be listening to this broadcast, I hope you recognize it earlier than I did. But I realized it much too late in life. And my dad was sick at the time and was passing on to his better reward. And we did have a rapprochement, if you will. Okay? But the last thing my father did to me was throw me out of the bedroom. He said, I want to go to sleep. Get out. That was my dad. It's time for me to go to sleep. Get out, in his own gentle way. But he was my dad. And bless him. Bless him.
You know, I think we all have stories, particularly if we had a good childhood. And I think
I did.
Most of us did.
Yes.
And I'm sorry for those who didn't. You know, I was once asked, did you ever have any bad days, you know, where you felt unloved? And I said, no, never felt unloved a day in my life. From the time that I was old enough to have anything cognizant to even to this day. So.
And you're still loved.
And I'm lucky.
And you're still loved across the microphones.
And I'm still waiting for your candy, and I'm still waiting for the flowers, and... And, you know, a few other little courtesies would be nice.
And that's what we do on Smith Sabatino on America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
One, two, five. Three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. First, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 1995 Rookie of the Year paved the way for other Japanese players to join the majors. He's the only pitcher to have thrown a no-hitter in either Coors Field in Colorado or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Hideo Nomo has done what they said could not be done.
So where is Hideo Nomo now? Hideo's been working with Major League Baseball's Urban Youth Academy, bringing players from Japan to the U.S. to participate in tournaments and clinics. He's even partnered up with former Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley and retired pitcher Chan Ho Park in 2011 to transform the former Dodgers spring training facility in Florida into a youth sports complex.
Hideo Nomo has spun the no-no against the Orioles.
Hideo Nomo with two no-nos. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.